The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Now, this is interesting. This is breaking news. The National Rifle Association has announced today that they have filed for bankruptcy. And they are leaving New York and they're moving to Texas. I feel a little dumb. I didn't know they were in New York. I assumed they were probably in Texas. What was the NRA doing in New York? Here's the news release. The National Rifle Association has filed for bankruptcy and plans to ditch what CEO Wayne LaPierre described as the toxic political environment of New York and move its headquarters to Texas. The plan can be summed up quite simply. We are dumping New York and we are pursuing plans to reincorporate the NRA in Texas. The story goes on. The gun rights group has faced legal issues in New York in recent years. Attorney General Letitia James sought in court to have the organization dissolved over allegations of financial fraud. And so on and so forth. So anyway, I knew they were struggling financially. Evidently, it's gotten worse. They are filing for bankruptcy, and they're going to reorganize in Texas. It is amazing how many companies are leaving New York and California and moving to Texas. And only companies, individuals. There is a constant exodus of people from California and moving to Texas. The weird thing is, human nature. We human beings, sometimes we're not real bright. I mean, we aren't. We aren't real bright. Take a look at the major American cities today under control of the left. All right, pick one. Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland. Just pick any major American city under the control of the left. And what do you find? High crime. Record numbers of homicides. And in many of the cities for the last many months, riots, violence. And yet, these things, by the way, have been going on for years. Look at what's been going on in Chicago. Look at the murders that have been occurring in Chicago for years and years and years. And the people go to the polls and vote, and they continue to elect leftists. Does that make any sense? Wouldn't you think they would want to change? But anyway, there is this constant exodus of people from California moving to Texas. Why are they moving from California? Taxes? Crime? Cost of living? I have no idea how anybody can live in California anymore. That's my home state. I loved California. But the liberal left has ruined it, destroyed it. It's difficult to live there, and that's why thousands and thousands and thousands of people are leaving California because of what the Democrats have done to the state. So they're going to Texas, and what are they doing? Electing Democrats. Say what? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. So like I said, sometimes we humans are not real bright. Well, next week is the inauguration of a new president, and he is not getting a whole lot of love from some of the top officials in his church. Joe Biden has loudly and proudly declared himself to be a Catholic. He has often talked about going to Mass every Sunday. That was something he hit home on the campaign trail over and over and over again. Where is Donald Trump today? He's on the golf course. Where am I? I'm in church. Donald Trump goes to the golf course on Sunday. I go to church. Well, one of the leading Catholic cardinals in America, Timothy Dolan, is not real happy with our new president. Here's the story. Catholic Cardinal Timothy Dolan criticized President-elect Joe Biden yesterday for running on a platform that supports, listen to this, his words, not mine, running on a platform that supports gruesome capital punishment for innocent pre-born babies. Wow. What a description. Gruesome capital punishment for innocent pre-born babies. Dolan said a politician once asked him why Catholics are so hung up about abortion, as if that's a bad thing. His response, actually, we're obsessed with the dignity of the human person and the sacredness of all human life. Yes, the innocent, helpless life of the baby in the womb, but also the life of the death row prisoner, the immigrant, the fragile elderly, the poor, and the sick. We're even more hung up now as our new president, whom we wish well and who speaks with admirable sensitivity about protecting the rights of the weakest and the most threatened, ran on a platform avidly supporting this gruesome capital punishment for innocent pre-born babies. How can we sustain a culture that recoils at violence, exclusion, suicide, racism, injustice, and callousness towards those in need if we applaud, allow, pay for, and promote the destruction of the most helpless, the baby in the womb? Later on, he said, quote, as a matter of fact, this is not a uniquely Catholic issue at all, but one of human rights. And listen to this. I love this. We didn't learn that abortion was horrible in religion class, but in biology. And in our courses on the inalienable rights tradition in American history. He went on, in the midst of political divisiveness and violence across America, Cardinal Dolan said he hopes that violence will subside, that civil discourse will again become the norm for all sides, that a respect for the sacredness of all life and the dignity of the human person will be revived, and that the sanctuary of the womb will be off limits to violent invasion. Some of the most prominent Catholics in America, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, are some of the strongest advocates for the murder of innocent unborn babies. Now, when you ask them, your church teaches that abortion is wrong. It is sin. In fact, your church, Joe Biden, says that it's murder. How does Pelosi and Biden respond? Both of them say basically the same thing. Well, I'm against abortion, but I cannot allow my religion to impact my political views. Now, think about that for a moment. If your religion does not impact your political views, your religion is worthless. Absolutely worthless. Several prominent Catholics said that they are going to lobby very strongly for Joe Biden to be denied communion. I don't think that will happen. Joe Biden will, he's wise enough to find Catholic churches where he can find some compromising liberal priests who will themselves violate their own church doctrine in order to give the new president communion. Think about that for a while. All right, final break of the hour, and then we'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Sorry, I was just reading something and struck me funny, but it probably wouldn't strike you funny, so I'm not even going there. And I apologize for leaving you out. Oh, my goodness. Folks, are you praying for America? Seriously, are you praying for America? Are you praying that God would pour out his power in a unique, unusual, and even historic way? We need God's touch right now. And you know what? The National Revival could start in your local church. Could. Pray. Pray for America. Pray for Joe Biden. Pray for him. All right. We've got several other things I could say, but I'm going to go to the phones, and I've got Mike in Northwest Columbus. Hey, Mike, you're up on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Us Catholics have a term for people that pick and choose what parts of the faith to follow. Cafeteria Catholic.
I was going to say cafeteria, but you beat me to it.
But not these guys. I call people like Pelosi and Biden on the way to the cafeteria Catholics. they've already selected things they're not going to. That they won't follow before they get to the cafeteria to pick up the other ones.
I guess we'd call them parking lot Catholics because they don't even go into the cafeteria.
Yeah. There might be some protests this weekend.
Yeah.
And I find interesting two of the rioters, public figure rioters from the summer riots, Council President Shannon Harden and then County Commissioner Kevin Boyce, who got in skirmishes along with Joyce Beatty and they were tear gassed. They're urging people to avoid downtown altogether.
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't you do that summer, and why were you?
Oh, Mike, the hypocrisy is just so unbelievably deep. The condemnation from the liberal left of what happened at the Capitol last week is appropriate. We all should be outraged. We all should condemn it. We should all encourage that the perpetrators be found, arrested, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But the condemnation from the left is absolutely hollow when you consider that we had weeks and weeks and months and months of burning, looting, rioting, stealing, and the same people who are condemning the loudest, these Trump supporters, were encouraging that. And as you said, here in Columbus, they were leading the crowds and were tear gassed themselves.
Yeah, and Mayor Ginther, who doesn't want to use any kind of tear gas or anything like that on rioters, has said that they will be used this weekend because he thinks these rioters will be conservative.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was Mayor Ginther that handcuffed the police here in Columbus. Remember, he said, you know, we're not going to use tear gas. We're not going to use rubber bullets. We're not going to use that. We're not going to use this. And what was the result? The riots here in Columbus became more and more and more and more severe. And when the riots here in Columbus got more and more severe because Mayor Ginther announced to the world, you can come downtown Columbus and riot, and our police are forbidden to do anything. And then they got worse and worse and worse, and then Mayor Ginther said, why don't the police do anything about it? It's incredible. It is incredible, Mike.
Yes, it is. These are strange times.
These are strange times, and that's why, and I'm serious, we need to be praying more fervently than we ever have before for our country, and that a movement of God would come upon our country. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, stay away from downtown.
Oh, I plan on it.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness. We are awash in a sea of hypocrisy. We are. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. This whole impeachment farce was the epitome of hypocrisy. The epitome of hypocrisy. When the left-wing rioters were burning down buildings and attacking police and killing people, the same people who impeached President Trump for inciting an insurrection were saying to the news media, well, these are just good people that are frustrated and they just need to express themselves. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, listen. I realize some of your churches aren't meeting indoors. You're meeting online. Whether your church is indoors or online, you be a part of a good, solid, Bible-believing church this weekend. Please don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as Scripture commands us. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.